What a horrible thing sinful lust is. It deceives with all the glittering promises. It destroys us with the precision of a surgeon. I want you to turn to Psalm 51 with me. This is where we're going to pick up at the Lord's table next week, but I just want to prepare your hearts for it. Maybe you'll want to spend some time this week meditating on this. You see, David desensitized his conscience by not completely obeying the Lord. And he relaxed his grip on personal purity and started focusing on his physical desires. And he started rationalizing the conviction of the Spirit of God with his wrong decisions. And then he took his whole life and just plunged into lustful sin. And in that instant, he destroyed his life and testimony. Because for all the world that remembers David and Goliath, they'll remember David and Bathsheba. And David's sin was grievous. But Psalm 51 and Psalm 32, by the way, Psalm 32 is before he gets right with the Lord, and Psalm 51 is after he gets right with the Lord. Psalm 32, he is just eaten up with his grief and in his emptiness, and Psalm 51, he is cleansed by the Lord. It's a wonderful pair. But Psalm 51 has four parts, and I'd just like to show you. The first four verses say that for us to get back on track when we have fallen into lustful sin, the key is, of course, doing what the Word of God says. And when we've been defeated by the giant of lust, David is inspired by God to tell us that there are four steps to take back to God. First of all, the first four verses, we need to focus on the character of God. He is exalted even in our sin. And he wants to renew our relationship, verse 1, and wash us clean and remove the roadblocks in our life and utterly forgive us, in verse 4. And we need to focus on that, that God is a God whose whole being is involved, his whole eternal power is involved in redemption and restoration and cleansing and forgiveness. Secondly, we have to focus on our character, that we're sinful. And when we sin, we show our nature, we show our personal choice, and we confirm God's declaration that we were born into this world sinners. Our nature at birth was sinful. Our choices from birth onward are sinful. And God has declared us sinners. And when we sin, we destroy, verse 6, our inner truthfulness. In verse 7, it defiles us internally. In verse 8, we lose our joy. In verse 9, we lose fellowship with God. But the next section says we have to focus, starting in verse 10, on God's work. And God's work is he's renewing us. He washes our hearts in verse 10. In verse 11, he restores us to walk in the Spirit. In verse 12, he renews the fruit of his Spirit. In verse 13, he starts preparing us for further work. But then it ends, in starting in verse 14, we have to focus on our work, what we have to do in this process. God's character, our condition, God's work, but our work. What do we have to do? We have to repent. Verse 14 says we have to call sin what it is. Verse 15, we have to get back talking to God, because Psalm 32 said David had totally dried up. Verse 16 and 17, we have to experience true contrition, not merely externalism. A lot of people are very sorry that they got caught. They're very sorry that they have an STD, a sexually transmitted disease that they'll never be rid of. They're very sorry that it ruined their family. They're very sorry that it ruined their testimony. They're not sorry that they sinned against a holy God. The only sin that God will deal with is truly confessed, contritely repented of sin in our lives. Not sorrow we got caught, not sorrow that it hurt, not sorrow that it ruined everything, but sorrow that it displeased the infinite God who sent his Son to take our place and to become sin for us so that sin would no longer have dominion over us. And we surrendered our life to lust. Well, the last thing that Psalm 51 says, verses 18 and 19, that when we really repent, we begin zealous worship anew and afresh. And that's what David did. If you're facing lust, we need to consider the final result of it. We have to choose to cultivate new and godly choices. And remember, every time we descend into lust, we make it harder to stop the next time. It takes control of more of our life. And I'll tell you, the tragic result of a life of lust and sin is a life of those who can't stop sinning because lust controls them. And God says he's given them over to the desires of their heart.